I'm here tonight after the Bouncers game with Gary Eakins, spokesman for the Case Trust. Okay, Gary, a question most people would like to answer is, just how close was Kingstonian Football Club to going out of business last night?
I think it's fair to say that it was very close. It was obviously a very long meeting. I think it lasted about 4 hours in the end, and it was very difficult at times to see how we were going to come to an agreement. But thankfully, everyone there wanted to come to an agreement. We all have obviously want the club to continue and to thrive, and thankfully at the end we were able to come to an agreement that meant tonight's game went ahead, and also hopefully means that the club is going to go from strength to strength from now on.
Okay, and you mentioned an agreement. Is this a written agreement with Cosler, and what does it mean for the football club?
Well, at the moment we've drafted a very brief agreement which has been signed by Mr. Cosler, by myself and Andrew Carberry on behalf of the Trust, and also by Graham Richards. It basically outlines what we the Trust are going to do, which is purchase all of the shares in Kingstonian FC Limited for the sum of £1. We will take on obviously the debts and liabilities of the limited company, and we will run the football club. The whole agreement is obviously subject to the exchange of contracts, and that's something which we want to get done as soon as possible. It's obviously going to take time because there's a lot of detail to go through. We clearly need lots of information from Mr. Cosler about what we're taking on, but the basic agreement was made last night, and as I say, we will sign, and I think we're all happy to do so.
You say the signing of a contract. Any idea of the time span? Would it be before the end of the season?
I'm sure it'll be before the end of the season. I would hope that it will be done within a couple of weeks. That might be very optimistic, I'm not sure. But obviously there's been so much uncertainty around the club, and I think the club has suffered from that. It is important that we do get this done as soon as we can, and the indications are that it will be done soon. I can't really put a definite time on it at the moment, but being no doubt that we'll be doing it as quickly as we can.
And this presumably means a fulfilment of what the Trust has been set up hoping to do. What does this mean for the future of a club? What can supporters look forward to?
Well, I think, first of all, if this goes through, we have to be in no doubt that we are taking on a huge task. Even to get through this season, it's going to be a lot of work that's needed. It's going to be a major fundraising exercise. We've got to get money come into this club. As I said, there's been so much uncertainty, and it has been hard to get people to come along and watch the games, to invest, to take out adverts, etc. And that the first thing is going to be the short term of getting through this season. I was speaking to Kim just now. He said next season we can cut our cloth accordingly. We can, if we have to have a smaller budget, then fine, we have to have a smaller budget. But that's for the future. The current situation is we've got to get through this season, and it's going to be a lot of work. But I mean, obviously the pluses are there for all to see. We finally will have a club that is run by the supporters. It's not, you know, it's not just going to be a case of any supporter can sit around and run the club. It's going to be, we're going to appoint a board to run it, but the power will be with the supporters. It's no longer going to be a case of us sitting on our hands complaining that the chairman hasn't done things right. It's in our hands. We sink or swim on what we do, on the decisions we make. And I think everyone would agree that's got to be a good thing. It's the way football is going. More and more clubs are going this way, and obviously I'm delighted that it looks like it's going to happen at Kingstonian.
So it hopefully looks like we'll be able to secure our own destiny, and surely the message would now be we need everyone to get behind Kingstonian as more than ever.
Well, that's right. I mean, as I said, we need to raise a substantial amount of money. And you know, for the people out there who have been saying that they'd put money in, or they'd be able to get people to invest in the club if only the situation was clearer, well, the situation has got a lot clearer over the last 24 hours. Now's the time. We need everyone literally to dig in their pockets, to get every person they can to come along to the club. If they think there's someone who will invest, bring them down. You know, it's up to us. It's up to us to raise the money. It's up to us to get people involved. There's a lot of good that can come out of this, but we've got to make sure we do get through this season, and then we can start afresh next season.
Okay, thanks a lot.